You've heard me talk about CTC Math for some time now, but have you tried it out yet? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective. This online math program uses creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. This is Yvette Hampton, your host, and I am so glad to have you back with me today. And look who's back with me. I'm so excited. I'm sure you saw it in the title of the podcast, Rachel Carman. She is back again by popular demand. And Rachel, I'm always so glad to have you on the podcast.
It is always a blessing to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. You have something new coming up. And so every time you have something new and exciting, well, actually, I mean, I feel like I could have you on almost every podcast episode and we would always have something new and exciting to talk about.
Because you are a
wealth of wisdom and information and experience as a mom and a homeschool mom. And so I love talking to you. So I'm excited.
It's always a blessing. Like I said, I am a work in progress. I just want to make sure that everyone out there knows that I'm still learning so many things. So even working on this new project is just so many personal reminders of what I need to work on myself.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you. You know, sometimes it's hard to sit in this chair and talk into this mic about homeschooling and about parenting and about marriage and about all the things that we talk about, because I feel like so often I fail in my responsibilities, not because I want to, but because I'm a sinful human being.
And
Right. I mean, I cannot tell you, and I know this has happened to you as well. I cannot tell you the times that I've sat down to record and we're talking about parenting while my child is outside of the door throwing a tantrum, or, you know, so, or we've just gotten into some kind of, you know, debate about something. And, but God is so faithful, to just bring us back to his word and just show us his truth and encourage us through that and to let us know it's okay to be human and to be real. So I'm glad to have you back. For those who maybe are listening for the first time, it's so exciting. Actually, we've been looking at the numbers. You know, we can track how many downloads we have for the podcast, and our numbers are growing like crazy because so many people are homeschooling now and people are finding out about the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. So for those who might be new to the podcast and are not familiar with who Rachel Carman is, could you introduce yourself and your family very quickly to us?
Okay, so I am married to the love of my life for 34 years this December, and we have 7 children, and we are starting our 25th year of homeschooling, having never wanted to do it initially. So we are hesitant converts, but now we are passionate advocates. So that's who we are.
I love it. And you don't say, you never say this in your intro, but I'll say it for you. You and your husband, Davis, are the owners of Apologia Ministries. And so we use some of your curriculum, and I know many listening do as well. And you've got some great resources out there for homeschool families. So we'll put a link to Apologia in there for those of you who might not know who they are or what they
Thank
are.
You.
You've got some amazing things that God has really worked through. Today we are talking about something that I've really been wanting to talk about on the podcast for quite some time. And as God would have it, you emailed me a few days ago and you said, hey, I have this new thing, you know, this new series coming out. And I was like, yes, let's get you on the podcast to talk about it. And it's called Counter Culture Character. And it's such a tongue twister. So Counter Culture Character. But character is one of those things that I feel like we need to talk about more. And it's such a part of our homeschool world, and that it's not just about the academics. We talk about that all the time. But so much of homeschooling is about instilling godly character into our children. And, you know, we've talked about Galatians 5:23-23, which is the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And those are the things that we want to teach to our children so that when they grow up, they can be people of godly character. So tell us about this counterculture character series that you have, and then let's talk about how to instill this into our children.
Well, I want to give a little background first. Like we were talking earlier, Yvette, this was what the focus was all those years ago when we first stepped into home education. When we first came in, the focus of homeschooling families was discipleship and character training. And like I said previously off camera, I said that was very exciting to me because I thought this was something I could really get excited about. Math really intimidated me. I was never a math girl. The whole idea of reading good literature, I loved. But when I really started thinking about the opportunity to train children to have character, that lit my fire. That really got me excited about the possibilities of what this could mean for our family, not just for my kids academically, right? So we started here. And in fact, I brought, for those of you who can watch the video, this is the original list that we had on our refrigerator. It's dated 1994, so a few years back. And this is the list of character qualities that we adopted as a family that we wanted to focus on with our children. And this was really where we centered our day. But through the last 24 years and being more and more in leadership with homeschooling, we have seen character training take a backseat. And in some cases, it's not even in the car anymore, right? It's been left on the side of the road.
Right.
And we really believe our experience, having already launched 5 of our 7 with 2 high school sons still at home, this is really at the core of what we need to be doing as homeschool parents. This is really what makes the difference, not an SAT score, not a list of great books that they've read, but what is their character? And so that's why we decided to launch this new series, Counterculture Character, meaning not the character of the world, right?
Right.
Counterculture, in other words, Christ's character. Mm. That's really what we're striving for here.
Yeah, I love that. And it is hard sometimes because we can so easily fall into that trap of thinking, you know, when our children are displaying ungodly character, well, they're just being kids. That's just how kids act. That's just how a 4-year-old acts. That's just how a teenager acts. And so we almost accept it as just, well, that's how it's going to be. I guess we have no choice. But that's not what the Word of God says. And so we can't just accept bad character. It's going to happen. I mean, because, you know, we all display bad character and poor character sometimes, but we, as Christian parents, we don't get to just accept that as, well, it is what it is. So we're just going to move on with life and hope that it passes.
Right.
And you have a lot of experience having launched 5 of your 7 into adulthood. Give us some, actually, let's take a break really quickly before we do this. Let's take a quick break and come back. And I want to talk about just some really practical ways that we can instill character into our kids.
Last year, our family discovered Knotgrass History, and we love it.
Knotgrass History helps history learners become history makers. All Knotgrass History curriculum combines narrative lessons, historical novels and biographies, activities for a variety of learning styles, and most importantly, a Christian worldview.
Knotgrass History is great for all ages. My mom uses it with my sister and me, who are 5 years apart, and we all love it.
To find out if Knotgrass History is right for your family, visit knotgrass.com and download the first 3 units for free.
That's knotgrass.com.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.
We are back with Rachel. So we're talking about godly character, and let's unpack this kind of little by little. How do we go about instilling godly character into the hearts of our children?
So first of all, we need to recognize the fact that you are exactly right. Godly character is not going to accidentally occur. You know, it's not going to be something that just springs to life. This is going to have to be something that we deliberately resolve to do. It's not going to happen on its own. You know, I love to garden, and I love spring with the little dead seeds that come to life. It's glorious. But you know what happens in my garden every year? weeds grow. And you guess what? I did not plant them.
Right.
They just come out of nowhere. And that's what happens in our own hearts and in the hearts of our children. These ungodly, this worldly character just springs to life. Why? Because we're all sinners. And so just like in my garden, I have to determine to root out the weeds. We as parents need to determine to root out the weeds of ungodly character and determine that we're going to do this. So I really believe the first step in character training is prayer. Now, if any of you have heard me before, that is always my first step. Yep. No matter what we're talking about, choosing curriculum, if we're talking about how to discern, if we're talking about how to schedule or create a rhythm, I always start with prayer. Why? Because it's the best place to start.
Right.
So I'm going to suggest that you pray as you consider character training with your kids, and you pray that God will give you eyes to see what you can't, and that he would grant you discernment about what you need to focus on and what's real and what's imagined, that you can be objective, that you will be equipped by the Holy Spirit to raise these children to be who God has planned them to be, right? So often, I don't know about you, so often I get in the way, right? I want to make my kids into my image. I want to make them into someone that makes me look good, right? That's my flesh,
right?
But when I seek God and I ask him, God, who is this child for your glory? And what do we need to work on? That's totally, totally different. So it begins with prayer. You know, this is 2020. A lot of us are ready for 2020 to be over.
Right.
But it was supposed to be the year of vision. I believe that if we will resolve to work on the character of our children beginning in this year, we might actually be part of the redemptive plan of God to redeem 2020 as we ask God for vision to see what we need to see.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's so powerful that we have such an opportunity through all that's been going on in the world around us to take our kids, you know, by the hand physically and I want to say virtually.
Figuratively.
That's the word I'm looking for. I'm so used to everything virtual now. Good gracious. Figuratively, but take them by the hand and walk them through. Like, the only way we're going to get through this is through prayer and is through the power and strength of God. Just like the only way we can get in, you know, instill good character into our kids is through prayer and starting there. You know, that's not not the only step, but of course, starting with much prayer. And we need that for sure.
Apologia Educational Ministries is happy to sponsor this episode of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. Apologia is the number one publisher for homeschooling families with over 110 number one awards. Now that's impressive, but more importantly, that's why Apologia is trusted by homeschooling families all across the USA. We are here to help you have the most successful and Christ-centered homeschooling experience possible. We want to affirm your decision to homeschool, encourage and challenge you to take it to the next level, inspire you along the way, and celebrate all the wonderful things you get to experience with your family in this adventure of a lifetime. We have plenty of free and helpful resources that you can access by visiting apologia.com/start. That's apologia.com/start. Apologia, a great place to explore creation.
So we're starting with prayer.
Right. And then the next step is I want to invite you, don't just jump in. Don't just think you know, right? Pray. Spend some time silently letting the Lord reveal his will to you. It's so easy to talk over the Holy Spirit. Don't do that. Really listen. And then actually assess, where are you, right? Where are your kids? One thing that I've learned through experience, which was painful, one thing that I've learned is I thought that my strengths were safe and that I could acknowledge what my strengths were. And then I could just sit back on my laurels and maybe work on my weaknesses, or I could just say, "Eh, that's just how I am." Right. That's the temptation. The temptation is to say, these are my strengths and got it right. I've got these things and these are my weaknesses. And that's just the way I am. I don't think that that's what God calls us to do. It has been my experience that the enemy is never satisfied just to have our weaknesses. He wants our strengths too.
Yep.
So here's the deal. Here's the challenge. guard your strengths and grow your weaknesses. Guard and grow. And the only way you can do either or both of those things is if you assess where you are. And so this also takes a great deal of discernment, which is going to come from the Holy Spirit as you take your child, each one of your children individually, and kind of see where are we. And this is not a place to be brutal, right? Or to beat yourself or your kids up, but it is a place to be honest and objective. Where are you? Do you need to work on honesty? Do you need to work on diligence? Do you need to work on kindness, right? And kind of see where you are. So you have a starting point, because I love this, because once you know, then as you see your children grow, you can celebrate with them and you can really see, oh my goodness, I so appreciate it. Today I saw you share. I saw you practice selflessness today. And that was beautiful. And you know what's better? It honors God. It makes God smile when you share like you did today. Because I know you wanted that cookie and you gave it to your brother. Well done. Well done. So that's the kind of thing we want to do. But here's the rub. You've heard me say this before, you cannot give what you do not have.
Right.
And so if we're going to assess them, we need to assess us.
Right.
We need to be honest about where we are. I love this part of homeschooling. Every part of my flesh hates this part of homeschooling. Right. And that is, it's really not just about the kids. It's also about me.
Yep.
Lord, hallelujah, God is still working on me too. So before you assess your children, and we have an assessment tool available for you to use.
Okay.
So that we've already made that up for you. You don't have to use it, but it's available as a tool. But take it yourself. Dare to look at yourself and see where you are too. Because it really engenders a lot of grace and compassion if we look at the mirror first before we start looking at other people. So we want to give our kids something. We need to make sure that we're pursuing that, realize that we're on a journey together. And that journey biblically is referred to as sanctification, becoming what we've been declared, Paul writes in Romans. So we need to make sure we're willing to look in the mirror at ourselves first.
Yeah. When you assess your children, do yes. you have them assess themselves as well? Or do you kind of sit back and say, okay, this is, because I mean, as parents, we do that, of course, you know, we sit back and say, okay, this is really what this child is struggling with. This is what this one's struggling with. And then obviously finding ways to help them work through those things. But do you sit and talk with them and say, okay, let's talk through this together. And what do you think you need to work on?
Oh, that's an excellent point. Yes. And that's also age dependent. So I wouldn't do that with real littles.
Right.
Unless they seem especially self-aware, but it's really a great thing. And on the tool that is available over on my website, we actually ask you to only mark 1 to 5. We've got 28 listed, the pros and the cons, the strengths and the weaknesses. 1 to 5. One thing, a kid does not need to see a piece of paper that's got everything circled in X, you know, especially if it's all weaknesses, right?
Right.
Let's not do that. That's where the prayer comes in. That's where the discernment comes in. You're going to have these lists and you're going to prioritize. Where do we begin, right? I mean, where do I begin in myself? Right. I look at this list and I'm like, oh my goodness, I've got work to do, right? So let's not brutalize each other. Let's not brutalize ourselves. But yes, you make a great point. It is an excellent idea, especially for older elementary and up, to do the assessment together and to come together, because you know what? I don't want to always admit where I'm weak and where I need to do work, right? We have comfortable sins. We have parts of ourselves that we don't want to grow in. So it's good to come together with your child, and your child's going to say, well, right, him and haw, I think I need to work on this. And I'm like, you know what? I think you're already really good at that. I really think that that's a strength. I don't think that that's a weakness. And that's really good news. I already see God giving that to you in abundance through his Holy Spirit. But what about this? I see that you started to circle this weakness and you stopped. Do you want to talk to me about that for a minute? Because I think you know that this is where we need to work, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly what you need to do. You need to sit down with them because you're going to see things that they don't, right? And then you can prioritize. Yeah. But again, you don't want, they all, the, we're doing 28 character qualities in this series this year. They all go together. You know, you mentioned the fruit of the spirit earlier, the fruit of the spirit. They all overlap.
Right.
And so working through all 28 is going to contribute to whatever points of focus and you want to choose for your child. It's not like you only tune in for those four or five.
Right.
All of them work together, but it's great to have one, two, three, four you really want to drill down into for the year.
Yeah. Well, and I love that you only do one through five, because like you said, it's, and I love the idea of doing one through five of things you need to work on, and then one through five of things that you see are the strongest character
traits
in your kids, because I mean, they need that encouragement as well. They need us as their parents to come alongside them and say, like you said, you know, I really see you very strong in this area. You are so generous, you know, and maybe someone, you know, someone else in the family deals with selfishness or greed, but you're very generous with everything that you have, or you're very, you know, kind in the way that you speak to your sister, you know, things. And it, so it really, it, you don't want to puff them up, but you want to encourage. I mean, that is our job as parents, is to encourage godliness in them and not tear them down. So
exactly.
I love that.
Well, and what you're encouraging is them leaning into the Holy Spirit indwelling them.
Right.
Good grief. People all the time say, you know, I can never homeschool my kids because I'm not patient enough.
Right.
Me either. Me either. What you're seeing, when you see me being patient with my child, repeating something for the, what, 1,000,000th time, right, that is the movement of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. That is not me in my flesh. And so when we're encouraging them in their strengths, we're saying, look what God is doing in you.
Right.
Look what He is working in you to grow you into the image of His. And this is beautiful.
Right.
And so there is that thin line. I'm glad you mentioned that, that we can engender arrogance, right, and pride. This is not about you.
Right.
This is about what God is doing in you.
Yes.
And God wants to not rest just in these strengths. He wants to help you with these weaknesses too. The other thing that you'll notice as you assess, and if you're really daring, you and your husband can do this, right? And you can have a little accountability there with your husband, maybe with a group of friends that you have. You can all take it and say, you know, I really want to work on being more kind or more compassionate or more gracious. I mean, this is really hard work, but it's a really amazing opportunity to do. But what you'll see in your kids is you'll have opposites, right? Mm-hmm. You have one kid that really is amazingly generous, to use your example, and one that's incredibly stingy.
Right.
And you know, you can really, they're prayer points for each other, right? Mm-hmm. And you can really see, okay, so this is where some of these arguments or conflicts or sibling rivalry is coming from. I can't say either one of those words.
Sibling rivalry. I gotcha. Yeah.
That's where it's, you start to be able to see, right? The very thing you've prayed for, God gives you an opportunity to see. And you know what? When you can see it, you can deal with it. You can start to see how you can apply scripture,
yep,
what you need to talk about, how you need to throw a bag on it and help them navigate it. And it's just, it opens up a whole new world.
Yeah, I love that. And even going back to prayer and having, you know, just asking for God's help. We do that oftentimes with our girls when they're dealing with, you know, some sin issue. And we talk about it in our own lives too, is that we can't do this on our own. We need the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit to help us to obey, to help us to overcome this sin issue in our lives, or these things that we're just struggling with, because we all have them. And so pointing them towards the cross and just saying, you need Jesus, really does help them to understand that they really need Jesus through their whole lives.
Exactly.
And
exactly,
helping them realize, you know, we need Jesus too. You need Him. Mm-hmm. I need Him. I often have said to my kids, I cannot do this parenting thing on my own. I can't do this marriage thing on my own.
Mm-hmm. Right.
None of this I can do. It is only by the grace and strength and power of Jesus that I get from morning till night without completely falling apart.
Yes.
But all the glory then gets to go to God, and praise Him for that. So praise Him for the things that He gets to do and the work that He gets to do in the hearts of our children and in our own hearts as well. So, we're out of time for this episode. We're going to come back on Wednesday and continue talking about this, but where can people find out more about counterculture character?
they can go to rachelcarman.com, which is, it's, the spelling really does matter. So it's R-A-C-H-A-E-L. Carmen, C-A-R-M-A-N.com. And all the information that you'll need there, that's my blog. And you can find the C3 Counterculture Character Series right there on the homepage.
So cool. And you guys, this is so exciting. It is free. Rachel, the Lord has put this on your heart. And before we jumped on, I said, well, you know, what is the cost of this? And you just said, the Lord put it on our hearts and we're just offering this for free. And so it is rare that you can find something like this, a whole entire series. And we're going to talk and get a little bit deeper into the series in the next episode and how it works, but that people can get this for free. So rachelcarman.com, rachelcarman.com. We'll put those links in the show notes so people can find out more about it. But thank you, Rachel. We will be back on Wednesday to continue talking about this. Have a great day, you guys. Did you miss the 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo? If so, you can now have full access to the entire expo for just $10. You'll enjoy practical homeschooling encouragement, advice, and resources from many of your favorite homeschool leaders. Here are just a few of the testimonials from those who have enjoyed this online conference. Rachel said, "Best homeschool conference I have ever attended, filled my soul and definitely God-driven." Katie said, "This was absolutely amazing. The one thing that stood out to me about each session is that every single one pointed us back to Jesus, back to Him who is faithful." Register today for lifetime access to the entire conference for only $10 at homegrowngeneration.com. That's homegrowngeneration.com.